Good morning, baby. Did you sleep well? I missed you while you slept. Baby, stop. It's fine. Your morning breath is everything. You think I don't like it? Baby, stop. You're perfect. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love when you come in and give me those toothpaste kisses before you leave for work in the morning, but if it means I get to keep you in bed with me, I will absolutely take that morning breath. And I will kiss your forehead and your morning breath and love you till the end of time if you let me. You know, sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I still have no idea how you're here with me. Baby. No, listen. I think that you think I'm just talking, but I cannot believe that I'm here with you right now. You make me so happy. Do you need anything? Oh, should I make us some coffee? Yeah? Okay, babe. 1 second. Okay, we have a full 5 minutes before the coffee is ready. What do you want to talk about? Should we just snuggle? Should I just tell you how much I love you, like, over and over and over again? I know I'm being cheesy, but I'm also being so serious. You're amazing. I want you to stop and listen to me for a few minutes. You inspire me every single day. The way you walk into every single situation and just own it, it's wild to me. It blows my mind. I'm being serious. You don't think I pay attention to all of your wins, but I do. I'm thrilled with every part of your life. Baby, I'm just so proud of you. Really. And I'm so lucky you're mine. Okay. So this is going to sound a little silly when I say it out loud, but every time I think about you, I think about this time I was a kid. I was up at the lake with my family, and I was laying out in the yard on the grass with a few of my cousins. It was so late, and it was so quiet, except for the fire pit crackling and the occasional laugh that carried out from the house, and it was pitch black, except for the stars in the sky. And all of a sudden, I saw a shooting star, and all of my cousins got up and started yelling and running to the house to tell our parents how cool it was. But even at that young age, I remember just laying there, not moving, and thinking, shit, I wish I was holding someone's hand. It's not like I had you in mind in particular. It's not like I could see your face. I just know that when we met, the first time I held your hand, I was immediately brought back to that moment. I know it sounds crazy, but don't you ever think that maybe there was someone out there for you from the very beginning? Ooh, I can smell coffee, babes. Hold on. Coffee okay? Do you need anything? It's perfect. Of course. I pay attention to what you like. So where was I? Oh, okay. So have I ever told you about the origin of love? I swear if you laugh at me for being cheesy right now, stop. Or I won't tell you. There's a point to this. I have a point. Okay, so according to this ancient Greek playwright, humans were once round. Like, they looked like the kegs of cheap beer we drank in the cornfields in high school. So anyway, all of these humans were round and had two sets of arms and had two sets of legs, and they also had two faces. So they could pretty much do anything they wanted to. They could watch the world around them as they read, and they could shuffle cards while they wrote letters. They walked forward and backward. In spite of being so odd-looking, the humans were not only happy, they were incredibly powerful and decided that they were going to head on up and take on the gods, because why wouldn't they? And of course, the gods were threatened, so Zeus was like, hey, wait, let me just use my lightning to scissor them apart. And so he did. He just shot fire down from the heavens, and it ripped right through the flesh of the humans, dividing them into two bodies. And then Zeus built up this big storm to scatter all of the humans away from their other halves, and swore that if they ever tried it again, he would split us yet again, and we'd be hopping around here on one leg and seeing through one eye, so I guess we better be careful. The point of all this is that I truly believe the first time I saw you, you seemed familiar. It was like the scar from the lightning bolt down your center was the exact opposite of mine. And all I wanted to do was wrap my arms around you and try to meld ourselves back together. I know it's cheesy, but I love you and you're important to me, and I want to make sure you know that. Anyway, babe, you need more coffee? Should we get up and make some breakfast? No. You know what? You stay here. I'll make us breakfast. I love you. Go back to sleep for a few minutes. I'll wake you up when it's ready.